أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات كانت لهم جنات الفردوس نزلا خالدين فيها لا يبغون عنها حولا. قل لو كان البحر مدادا لكلمات ربي لنفذ البحر قبل أن تنفذ كلمات ربي ولو جئنا بمثله مددا. صدق الله العظيم. In the eyes before this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about those people who are the greatest losers in so far as their actions are concerned. And for them, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made a declaration that they will be in the adab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In contrast to them, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. Certainly those who have brought iman. And again, it has been repeated that here by iman, it is meant that the iman be a perfect iman. Just as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had commanded, and as Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has commanded, that all that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam had showed us, insofar as the articles of faith be, we bring iman in all those articles of faith. وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ, and they practice righteously. And again, together with the iman, there be ikhlas and sincerity in those actions. It be according to the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One cannot carry out an action that is not within the scope of the commandment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And of course, also in the method of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, كَانَتْ لَهُمْ جَنَّاتُ الْفِرْدَوْسِ نُزُلًا. Then for them will be the gardens of Firdaus. Firdaus means those gardens which are green, cool and shadowed. Nuzula as a hospitality, and that is from the side of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about Jannat, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about these gardens, and Allah Rabbul Izzat describes them as Jannatul Firdaus, as the gardens of Firdaus. And in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we find that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had advised us that when you ask for Jannat from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then ask for Jannatul Firdaus. Why ask for Jannatul Firdaus? Because that is the highest form of Jannat. In one narration, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, above that is the arsh of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and from it originates all the rivers of Jannat. In other words, it is the best form of Jannat, and hence we should be asking for Jannatul Firdaus. Khalidina fiha. Next, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that they will remain in it forever and ever. Once the declaration of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's pleasure is made for those who have entered Jannat, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also adds that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will never become displeased with them, and hence they will be in the eternal bliss that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prepared for the people of Jannat, and they will remain in there forever and ever. The question may arise that perhaps the people of Jannat may get bored with Jannat. They may want to go to some other place. Like we find in this world, that a person that does not have sukoon, a person that does not have peace and tranquility, he is never happy with whatever he has. And hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala responds to that question, لَا يَبْغُونَ عَنْهَا حِوَلَا, that he will never ever desire any change from Jannat. In other words, the desire also will never come, because there is nothing more superior than the ni'mat that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will grant him of Jannat, and the ni'mat that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has in store in Jannat. In the next ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about his knowledge, the greatness and the vastness of the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says, قُلْ لَوْ كَانَ الْبَحْرُ مِدَادًا لِكَلِمَاتِ رَبِّي. Say, O Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if the oceans had to become the ink to express the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, of my Rabb, لَنَفِدَ الْبَحْرُ, then the oceans would have become exhausted, قَبْلَ أَن تَنْفَدَ كَلِمَاتُ رَبِّي, before the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would have been completely expressed. وَلَوْ جِئْنَا بِمِثْلِهِ مَدَدًا. Even though we bring another ocean like the first ocean, and all that is turned into ink, and all that is utilized to express the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then also it will not be sufficient and enough. Here perhaps Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is making reference to the questions that were asked before the revelation of the surah Al-Kahf had taken place. One was about the Ashab al-Kahf, one was about Zulqarnain, but the third question was regarding the ruh and the soul. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala responded to that by saying, وَيَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنِ الرُّوحِ قُلِ الرُّوحُ مِنْ أَمْرِ رَبِّي وَمَا أُوتِيتُم مِّنَ الْعِلْمِ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. That you had been given very little knowledge with regards to that. But with regards to the, and that is according to your understanding. Whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed it so that insan can understand the revelation of Allah and so that man can practice upon it. There is no doubt in the fact that there are certain aspects of the Quran that we cannot understand. Like for example, those letters like Alif Lam Mim, Yasin, Taha, etc. But generally Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed the ayats and the verses of the Quran and the words of the Quran for our understanding. But insofar as the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is concerned, it is so vast that if all the waters of the ocean had to turn into ink and that would have got exhausted, another ocean would have been brought. If all the trees had to be cut down and they would have to be used as pens, then also it would never express the great knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala responds to that one should never feel that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had been so brief with regards to one of the answers, that Allah perhaps may have, wana'udhu billah, may have not had the answers. But hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has done so according to our knowledge and our understanding. May Allah ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.